We've been working to bring you interviews with statewide and congressional candidates before Election Day. Today, we're talking with the Democratic candidate in Michigan's 3rd Congressional District, Kathy Albro. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks, Lester. I really appreciate this opportunity.
You're challenging Republican Justin Amash, the incumbent. Why do you want to replace him?
Many, many, many reasons. But first of all, I and many, many others in this district believe that he has not done the job for 8 years representing us, and I think I can do a much better job.
He is not a typical Republican. He sometimes butts heads with the Republican leadership and the Trump administration. How does that affect how you're running against him?
I don't think it has at all, actually. I would run the same campaign if he was a strong Republican, I believe, too. I have run into many Republicans that say they're going to vote Dem because they don't believe he's a solid Republican. So I think maybe that's helping me a little bit.
How do you describe your political leanings?
I would say, and I don't like to label, because I think that we should be looking at people's values and the way they believe issues, policy should go. So I would say that I'm a progressive if you wanted to put a label on it.
So we'll drop that for a second and try less to label you and find out what your issues are. What are your top three priorities if you were elected to represent the 3rd District?
Well, what I'm hearing most, and I think this is all around the country, but definitely in this district, I hear people all the time talk about health care. And, you know, Obamacare has helped many people, but we also have a lot of people that do not have health care or that are very underinsured and need to come up with a lot of funds in order to have the kind of health care that they need. So I hope that we have a majority in Congress. I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, or independent or whatever. I just hope we have a majority that wants to work on this problem and solve it for good, because, you know, repeal and replace every 3 or 4 years isn't what this country needs either. That's very expensive, and a lot of people are suffering because of it.
What do you think the answer is?
I agree with single payer, unless somebody can come up with a better idea. But I've done some research into what's going on in Canada and other countries that have a successful single payer system. And I know that we probably can't do it exactly like other countries, but I definitely think that we can save money by not having the bureaucratic layer of insurance companies taking their profits and their CEO pay and all the marketing and all the other things that they need to pay for. I believe that we can negotiate lower pharmaceutical prices because we'll have a much broader base of people. And I also think we should standardize medical procedures. I read about in Wisconsin, they did some research where a typical knee replacement is $50,000, and somebody did 18 months of research trying to track real costs down, and they found that an actual cost for a knee replacement is $10,500. So that's just one example. We need to look into that. I've also read that some research was done at Grand Valley and that many medical procedures here in West Michigan are 30% higher than they are in the Detroit area. So why is that? Again, we need to come to the bottom of these things, and I think we can save some money.
Okay, so healthcare, one of your top three priorities. What's
right.
Another?
So I was a teacher, and I also worked with teachers all over the country to help them develop active learning curriculum, getting their children out of the classrooms and into projects in the community. And what I discovered is that many children who deserve the most get the least. So equity in education is something that I believe the Department of Education should hold states accountable for. And Michigan is not one of those states that has policy to make sure that every child in the state has an equitable education. That means that they get what they need to succeed.
Okay. Equitable education, healthcare. Now you get a number three. What's that?
All right. Well, you know, there's so many things. The list is about 100 long, but I guess the next one would be an economic equality as well. I think we have two different economies in this country, one for the affluent, the investor class, and one for the people who are living paycheck to paycheck. And that's 60 to 70% of the people in this country. And I don't think they're being represented right now in this district. People want a change. And, you know, they're really suffering with this economy, even though many people say it's doing well. That's not true.
You have not held elected office before. How valuable do you think political experience is?
Well, I think it is somewhat valuable, but I really believe life experience is even more valuable. My opponent went into politics fresh out of law school, so I do not have a law degree, which probably would help, but I do have an education degree, early childhood specialty. I have life experiences as a teacher and a teacher educator. I also owned a couple small businesses here in Grand Rapids. 15 years I owned an early childhood center called Creative Learning, and then a toy store to help subsidize that center for 30 years called Creative Learning Toys. I also work for a nonprofit, the High Scope Educational Research Foundation, as their director of elementary education. So I'm you know, familiar with nonprofits. So I really feel like I have vast life experiences that have shown me many ways of life and the way that the problems that this country faces and this district faces.
I read on your website that during the Great Recession, you lost your businesses and your home. Tell me what that taught you.
Right. Well, my husband and I invested in commercial real estate, and that it wasn't the businesses that did well, that didn't do well. It was the we were tired of paying rent, so we ended up purchasing commercial property. And then when we expanded or I sold the school, we were landlords. So those businesses went out of business in about 2010. So we lost that income and we're not able, that was like $10,000 a month in income we were receiving. So we were not able to make that up to pay the mortgages. In addition, the property values actually decreased by more than half from 2007 to 2011. So we really had no other option but to file for bankruptcy, and we had to liquidate the toy store. We lost every single piece of property, including our home. So what it taught me, actually, you know, I'm not disappointed that we went through this, because it taught me that, and I think I felt this all the through my life, but that there are certain things that are way more important than money. As long as we have a basic income to be able to live, to pay the expenses for a simple life, it makes me happy and I feel successful. And we've had to lift ourselves back up. Fortunately, we both had good jobs, so we were able to lift ourselves up quickly, and we also were able to maintain our retirement income, so that helped.
As we both alluded to, Michigan's 3rd Congressional District is pretty solidly Republican. What's the message you want voters in the 3rd District to understand you, a progressive, as you labeled yourself, in a Republican district?
Well, actually, the Cook Report just came out and said that it's not a solid Republican district anymore. It's likely Republican. So that was good news for us. I mean, we still have a ways to go. I believe that the demographics in this district have changed since the 2016 election in many ways. First of all, I think more people are going to come out to vote, and especially more Democrats. That I've been talking to people all over the district for the last year, so I see that this is swinging. I also believe many young people that are just new voters are getting fired up to vote, and most of them that I've talked with are Democrats. And then the other thing that's happening is as I go door to door, I talk to people, and we're trying to hit some Republican doors, especially women, and sometimes they'll whisper it to me, but they have decided to vote Democrat too because they're really tired of how women are being treated in the Republican Party. So I have hope that this is not a solid Republican district anymore.
Kathy Albro is the Democratic candidate running to represent Michigan's 3rd Congressional District. Thanks for talking with us.
Sure. Thank you, Lester.
We reached out to Albro's opponent, Republican Congressman Justin Amash, for an interview. His campaign declined our request.